Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Like, you actually get done quickly today.
I know. If only every Thursday or Friday or every day was this fast, but we've got some good work that we must do for on behalf of Hoosiers.
So your thoughts on property tax reform? Representative Thompson unveiled his plans, so now there's sort of three plans out there right now.
I think in the end, what we need to keep focused on is that we need to provide some relief to Hoosiers, and maybe we look specifically at who needs that relief the most. And then we make sure that we listen to our local governments who are saying, please, we rely on our property taxes to be able to pay for police, fire, our schools. And balancing those two are difficult, but we need to make sure that in the end we get it right. So I'm going to say this. I appreciate the time that we're taking so that we do get it right.
The plan Representative Thompson unveiled yesterday would completely overhaul the entire property tax system as well as the local income tax system. Do you think that the legislature can do that big a lift with this much time left in the session?
It's a big lift. And I don't have a crystal ball or certainty that we can do that big of a lift. I know that the Senate Democratic Caucus is ready to put in the time to get it done, to put in the time that's necessary, that at the end, when we sine die, we have the best piece of legislation to respond to the needs of Hoosiers that we possibly can. So do we have enough time? Most likely, yes. Will the Senate Democratic Caucus make it a priority? Absolutely. And we will support that kind of measured response to Hoosiers' needs.
The governor unveiled a couple executive orders this week dealing with putting environmental regulations at the national level, no more, no less, unless necessary, eliminating environmental justice, I guess, from state agencies, those kind of things. Reaction to that, I don't know if you've had a chance to read them.
I think Indiana, it's remarkable. We are actually a conservation state. When you look at how Hoosiers across the state vote, they want us to protect our natural resources. They want protections. They want to make sure that those protections will create positive effect for generations to come. We all love our kids and our grandkids. I don't have any yet, but we want to make sure. And Indiana voters do, again and again, vote in favor of environmental protections. And so I hope that as we move forward, we do not negate the positive change that we have had in the state of Indiana to mitigate and to adapt to the changing climate. That we make sure that local governments, local communities in our rural communities and in our urban and suburban communities have the types of protection on water and air and quality of life and existence that is there for today and for generations to come. So I am concerned, but I also know that Hoosiers value this as much as the Indiana Senate Democratic Caucus.
What are you concerned about with the environmental justice piece? Is that...
Well, it's rolling back any changes that Indiana will not be able to remain nimble to continue to adapt and to mitigate any type of the significant impact that we're having with the changing climate. Those issues are drought, flooding, instant atmospheric rivers that are causing flash floods throughout Indiana. So looking at those emergency orders, we need to just make sure and keeping them always in conversation with how Hoosiers are going to be left at the end of the day, footing the bill, whether that is the cost on their health care or the cost on their jobs or the cost on the quality of life for their families.
I think we're just kind of scratching the surface at this point of the House bills that have come across. Are there any House bills particularly that your caucus is concerned about at this point as we get further into the second half?
We definitely are hearing right now the bills that are seemingly have some bipartisan support. And I don't know what's going to be heard and what we're going to see. We do remain concerned about the bills that are going to take away local control. We remain concerned about the bills. We sent some bills over making school board races partisan. We've sent over a bill that is moving Indiana just barreling down the path to privatization of Indiana. I know we're looking at a pretty much, well, not pretty much, universal choice vouchers, a path that again and again and again, research is not showing that that is a smart return on investment. We know that Hoosiers, especially in rural Indiana, they love their schools. And what we're talking about today, and we have not yet heard, especially the budget and some other bills coming over from the House, how they're going to impact our rural communities, but also our urban and suburban communities. We'll see when they come over, and we are ready to make sure that the debate will be rich.
This morning did a story about sexual harassment in state legislatures. Two members of your caucus or mentioned that story. Your thoughts, your reaction?
We are continuing to sort of doing what we can. We all attended the sexual harassment training on Monday. We want to make sure that we put in the protections that are there are clear, that people who do encounter any type of harassment in the workplace, they know how and have the protection and are not retaliated against to be able to make a complaint. We're worried about that, and we're looking ahead and making sure that Hoosiers who encounter either the Senate or the State House in general know that this is not a hostile work environment.
On the budget, universities don't have capital funding for infrastructure projects at this point. And out from Bloomington, I believe I saw you pop into IU's presentation. Do you support having those added back in during a tight budget year? Do you think there's any appetite for that?
I've heard from, you know, certainly IU and other higher ed institutions in Indiana, there is some serious concern. I mean, I think everybody is willing to do what they can to maintain their budget. But we are also deleting budget lines, you know, from our higher ed institutions as the cost of living is increasing ever more. It's disappointing to see that there is no space in which we can address that for hardworking Hoosiers. So whether that is in the higher ed bills or budget that we're hearing or every other line item in the budget, we need to make sure, how is this impacting Hoosiers' lives? Are we going to increase, decrease, remain the same? So many of our state departments, our local communities, our higher education communities are concerned about this, and it's important to keep an eye on. And I just want to encourage that every single resident of Indiana is paying attention, and let your legislators know what you need and what you would like to see in the budget. Because I know that the Senate Democratic Caucus, we are listening and we appreciate all of those outreaches.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.